We're back on Regional Radio, joined by a member of the Regional Radio Dream Team, Brevin McMullen of the Central Rebels boys basketball team. He makes the Dream Team in his junior season. Brevin, first of all, congratulations. And what was your reaction when you first found out that you made the Dream Team?
I was pretty excited about it. I was actually in the middle of AAU practice when I got the news for it. My dad told me, but yeah, it was a great honor.
For sure, man. And you know, looking back at some of the things that you accomplished this year, knowing that this honor is basically a recognition from area coaches about what they thought of you and how they voted you onto this Dream Team, how does it feel to kind of get that respect from some of the other coaches in the area?
Right. It's just to me, it's kind of just like validation that for all the work you've put in. You know, you can have a lot of people tell you, you know, how good you are or something like that, but when other coaches that you compete against nominate you for something like this, it really means a lot.
And, of course, a very well-deserved honor for you this year, kind of running through some of the stuff that you were able to accomplish. 19.5 points a game, 7 rebounds per contest, shooting about 49% from the field and 40% from three. What accomplishment, though, really sticks out to you, or what kind of thing or improvement do you think really sticks out to you in your junior year that you made?
I feel like just my overall aggressiveness on the court. Last year, we had Wade Sherfus last year who kind of split the scoring up with me a little bit. This year I had to do a little bit more of that since he wasn't there. So I'd say just my overall confidence and pretty much everything I did on the court.
Do you think it helped you kind of increase some of that production? You talk about that aggressive nature and the fact that you were, kind of returning as the leading scorer from last year's team. Did you see that kind of next step that you took in your progression come to fruition this year?
Yeah, I had a lot of confidence just in my preparation from this past summer. I worked pretty much daily with Stefan Martinez from Dig D Basketball. We worked pretty much every day in the gym, and when you do that, it's pretty easy to be confident when you're in the gym every day.
And of course, with this Central basketball team, you've been able to play with a lot of great teammates. And in the first 3 years that you've been playing with Central, what's been the biggest thing you think that you've learned about playing on a regular basis at the high school level?
You just got to go into every game not really knowing what you're going to expect, just trying to go do everything you can as well as you can. This past year we really focused on more making a specific game plan for each team, because in the past years we could just go in and kind of just outscore people with Brandon Wagner and Wade Sherfus, and this year we really had to prepare more for our games and really dig down deeper into the personnel and stuff. So, yeah.
So now that 3 years are down and only one more high school basketball season left for you, what's the next step, do you think, for Brevin McMullen? What other goals do you want to try and accomplish before you finish your career at Central?
I'd like to win a district championship. I've still yet to get across the gold ball for the Christmas tournament off the list. I haven't got one of them yet, so I'd like to get one of them this year. And then I'd like to play in college somewhere. I'd like to get a D1 scholarship somewhere.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to ask a little bit about that too. Is it kind of the process where, you're in that portion where you kind of get some of the interest from schools now, but you're obviously well off from making that final decision. But does that process kind of start now, or did it start a little earlier for you?
Yeah, I picked up an offer from UMSL earlier in the year. And I'm hoping to pick up a few more offers playing AAU this season.
Very cool, man. Is there anything or anything you want to say, or anyone you want to shout out and thank for helping you get to this point?
Yeah, obviously thank my dad. He's been here with me since I started playing, since I was about 5. He's in the gym with me every day, putting in just as much work as I do. My mom's always supporting me, and she's down for whatever I need to do. I want to shout out Coach Barton. He's always been there with me by my side since my freshman year. And then thank you to Stefan Martinez from Dig D Basketball. I don't know that I'd be half the player I am without him.
Brevin, again, congratulations on making Dream Team this year, and wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Brevin McMullen of the Central Rebels boys basketball team making the 2019 Winter Dream Team as a junior. Joining us on Regional Radio.